Welcome to the Leader by Design podcast. Today, I'll share with you the top five mistakes leaders make with one-on-one performance meetings. So stay tuned. G'day, I'm Brendan Rogers. I've built a thriving business creating confident leaders who achieve the results they always wanted, along with the lifestyle they always dreamed of. How do you become a confident leader? By focusing on three key areas: developing character, building competence, and creating connection. This is the Leader by Design podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Brendan Rogers. If you've listened to earlier episodes of the podcast, you'll know how important mastering one-on-one meetings is as a critical skill for business owners. One-on-one meetings are one of the foundational elements within our three pillars of confident leadership: developing character, building competence, and creating connection. And if you're looking to learn our complete A to Z system on how to master one-on-one meetings, you can join our waitlist to hear more at leaderbydesign.au/waitlist. Now, after doing thousands of one-on-one meetings myself and coaching many business owners over the last 8 years, there's been a number of mistakes that keep coming up. And that's what I want to share with you today. I've boiled these mistakes down to my top five. Obviously, because I'm a leadership development and business growth coach with decades of experience, I've never made any of these mistakes. I always did everything right the first time around. Leadership and business was always easy for me. What a load of crap. I've made every single one of these mistakes many times over. In fact, I still make some of them today. None of us are perfect, but if you know about these mistakes when they happen, and believe me, they will, you recognize it and you can work on improving, because that's what leaders do. So let's dive into the first big mistake leaders make with their one-on-one performance meetings. So the first mistake is canceling or rescheduling regularly. Is this something you'd do? How do you think canceling or rescheduling feels to your employees? What do they say? Actions speak louder than words. When you cancel or reschedule, your actions are saying, "I've got more important things to do than to spend time with you." One of the most critical things you can do for your employees is to make them feel valued. Canceling or rescheduling their one-on-one time with you doesn't make them feel valued at all. It makes them feel like they're not important enough. Now, there can obviously be exceptions where it's absolutely okay to cancel or reschedule. An example could be if you've got an emergency situation with one of your family, or something as serious as that, then it's okay to cancel or reschedule. If it's not at that level of seriousness, keep to your scheduled one-on-one time. If you're a leader working in a business, your boss calling you for an impromptu meeting is not a good excuse to cancel or reschedule. Respectfully say to your boss, "I've got a scheduled one-on-one and you can call them back after." Given your performance one-on-one should be only about 15 to 20 minutes long, your boss shouldn't have an issue. And if they do, they probably don't value you as much as you'd like them to either. Back in episode 3, I talked about how one-on-one meetings are a game changer. I mentioned a study that revealed not only does a lack of one-on-one meetings cause disengagement, it also makes employees think all the company's leaders are poor. If you don't want this result, don't cancel or reschedule your one-on-one performance meetings, unless a family member is in serious danger or ill health. Now, the second mistake I see is what I call conversation creep. So what do I mean by this? You've probably heard of the term scope creep in projects. Conversation creep is the same as scope creep, just in conversation. Let's use an example of a system implementation project. This type of project is a classic for scope creep. I've experienced this firsthand and it causes massive time delays. If the original scope of the project doesn't allow for system changes, and then system changes get added and approved, the impact is a delayed implementation date. The only way to try and mitigate the impact is by adding people resources to the project to turn around enhancements quickly. Doing this has an impact on the budget, and this cycle of scope creep is a project manager's nightmare. So, if the meeting is a one-on-one performance meeting, then the meeting should be 100% focused on the employee's performance. Don't conversation creep into other topics. In episode 4, I gave you a 3-question structure for your one-on-one performance meetings. What have you achieved in the last 7 days? What are you focused on achieving in the next 7 days? And what support do you need from me? You can check out the episode if you want more details. If you keep to these three questions, you'll minimize conversation creep, and your one-on-one performance meeting should take no more than 15 to 20 minutes. If you start talking about things other than the three questions, the meeting will definitely go longer than you planned. And in this case, bringing in more people resources won't help. It'll actually delay the meeting even more. Don't be the cause of conversation creep, and don't allow your employee to do it either. When you allow conversation creep in the meeting, you'll end up having one-on-one meetings that go for much longer than you planned. Now, if you deliberately choose to broaden the conversation occasionally, then that's okay. It means you're still in control and have made a choice. But most leaders aren't making a deliberate choice. They either broaden the conversation themselves or they allow their employee to broaden it. All of a sudden, you're talking about the Christmas party coming up, the employee's learning and development needs, or even helping them with a personal issue. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a place for these things to be talked about, but it's not a one-on-one performance meeting. This is the meeting to focus on performance and the three questions I mentioned earlier. Now, the biggest complaint I hear from business owners as to why they don't do or want to do one-on-one performance meetings is they take too long. And my response? They do if you broaden the conversation of the meeting and you do conversation creep. And if you can't or don't want to make 15 to 20 minutes of deliberate and focused time with your employees each week, you shouldn't be leading people. Let's go to the third mistake. So the third mistake I see is the leader talks too much. Is this you? Even when a leader uses the three-question framework, this is a mistake I see time and time again. Admittedly, if a leader doesn't use a simple question framework, this mistake is 100 times worse. It's important to remember, this meeting isn't a monologue. It's a dialogue. The goal is to engage with your employee, understand their challenges, their achievements, and to give them guidance when needed in order to help them excel in their role. When you do all the talking, you miss the opportunity to hear what's really going on. You can miss the chance to gather more insight into their performance, their motivation, and any great ideas they might have. I often get asked for a guide on a good talk-listen ratio. As a general rule across all types of meetings, I go with a 30-70 split. You talk as the leader 30% of the time, and you let your employee talk the other 70% of the time. Achieving this split in the one-on-one performance meeting is still good, but I know a 20-80% split can work exceptionally well. You talk 20% of the time, and your employee talks the other 80%. I find this helps a leader really dial in on questions to drive commitment to performance outcomes. Either way, you ensure that your employee feels heard and valued, which in turn boosts their engagement and performance. As I've shared in previous episodes, building competence involves not just directing, but also understanding and guiding based on what you learn from listening. Remember, effective communication is critical to creating connection. A good leader listens. They don't do all the talking. The fourth mistake. Now, the fourth mistake I see is leaders not following up. Remember the old saying in sales? The fortune is in the follow-up. Well, the same thing applies to one-on-one performance meetings. The fortune, which is improved employee performance, is in the follow-up. So what are you following up? Well, the actions agreed from the previous week's one-on-one performance meeting. In my view, not following up can send a message that you don't value the performance commitments from the previous week. This will undermine trust and accountability, which are crucial elements of a high-performing leader-employee relationship. Following up shows your employees that you take their efforts and the agreements made during these meetings seriously. It reinforces the importance of their work and your commitment to supporting their success. In my three-question framework, the very first question, what have you achieved in the last 7 days, is the question that reinforces the follow-up. Make sure you follow up on the actions that have been agreed to be done in the last 7 days. If you implement a simple system for tracking action items for each meeting, then it makes follow-up much easier. The system I suggested in our earlier episode is an email after the meeting with the agreed points. This is the best and simplest place to start, given everyone uses email. You can also use a shared document or a dedicated task management tool if this is what your business has access to and is used to using. The method doesn't matter anywhere near as much as the consistency in doing the follow-up. Earlier, I mentioned your role as a leader to support your employees' success. This is the foundation of the second part of follow-up. This small step has a massive impact, and yet most leaders don't do it. What you need to do is have a very quick 2-minute phone call check-in with your employee halfway through the 7-day period. And all you need to ask are 2 questions. First question, are you on track to complete your key actions for the week? Second question, do you need any help from me to ensure your key actions are completed? Now, what do you notice about these questions? They are both closed questions, meaning all they need is a yes or a no answer. Closed questions help keep the conversation brief and to the point. Doing this quick check-in shows you're focused on helping them succeed and reinforcing the importance of performance and accountability. Have you ever had the experience where your boss has asked you to do a very important task and then they never follow up with you about it? I know I have, too many times to count. How did it make me feel? Well, I felt like the very important task wasn't actually that important and that it was a waste of my time. So failing to follow up on discussions and action items from one-on-one performance meetings can make them seem pointless. Without follow-through, even the most productive meetings will end up feeling like empty promises. So please, 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 always end your meetings with a clear summary of the agreed action items. Make sure you follow up on these points with a midweek phone check-in. This reinforces accountability and shows that you take the meeting seriously. Remember, the fortune is in the follow-up, so don't make the mistake of not following up. Now, our fifth and final mistake, the last mistake, is avoiding difficult conversations. This wouldn't be you, right? Now, I get it. Confronting performance issues or behavioral problems is hard, but it does get easier the more you do it. Like they say, everything is hard before it's easy. But take comfort in the fact that every single leader out there has avoided difficult conversations, and many still do, to their own and their employees' detriment. What you shouldn't take comfort in is that avoiding these conversations will almost always lead to bigger problems down the line. It'll hinder the growth of your employee, and in my experience, it almost always affects the performance of the whole team. I don't remember where I got this saying, but I often refer to it in my head if I feel like I'm avoiding a difficult conversation. It's little things become big things. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather deal with small problems than big problems. Now, in my time, I've had difficult conversations across performance and behavior that I wouldn't wish on any leader. I've had multiple conversations with employees who are alcoholics, others with serious mental health illnesses, people with cleanliness and body odor issues, an employee who had a scary attraction to me, and thankfully it wasn't fatal, and probably the most difficult conversations of all related to one of my younger employees dying in a car accident. And the worst thing was, his wife also worked in my team. And believe me, difficult conversations will lead to growth and improvement for you and your employees. Most commonly, they're an opportunity to address issues head-on, to support your employees' development, and to clear any obstacles impacting on their success. If you approach difficult conversations with empathy, clear examples, and a focus on solutions rather than blame, you'll do well. Having difficult conversations is where your character as a leader shines through. It shows courage and that you care about your employees' growth, and you're willing to support them through challenges. So remember, building competence involves not just technical skills, but also emotional intelligence and the ability to handle sensitive situations with respect. I've also found just by having a difficult conversation, it strengthens the connection with your employees and shows them that you're committed to their development and success. So there you have it. That wraps up the top 5 mistakes leaders make with one-on-one performance meetings. And here's a recap before we close out today's episode. The top 5 mistakes are cancelling or rescheduling regularly, conversation creep, too much talking, not following up, and avoiding difficult conversations. If you address these common mistakes, you're not only avoiding potential pitfalls, but actively working on developing character, building competence, and creating connection, and being a leader by design. So, what action should you take from this episode? Well, I've not written these five problems in order of importance, or from most frequent mistake to least frequent. I've written them in an order where you can systematically work on reducing the mistakes one at a time. For example, focus on not cancelling or rescheduling your one-on-one performance meetings. After a month, you might feel confident you have a good routine going and you haven't cancelled or rescheduled any of them. You could then move to working on conversation creep. Focus on improving in this area until you feel confident to move to the next. If you focus on improving a mistake a month, within 6 months, your one-on-one performance meetings will be firing on all cylinders. And I know your employees will be too. Now use common sense. If you need to have a difficult conversation, don't wait 5 months to do it. Listen back to this episode, get clear on your approach, and just do it. Improvement isn't a linear process. There's a few ups and downs along the way. If you've got a story about the mistakes you've made in your one-on-one meetings, send me a DM. I'm always keen to hear other business owners' war stories. And if you're a business owner who wants to learn our complete A to Z system on how to use one-on-one meetings to maximize the performance of your employees, join our waitlist for the Master One-on-One Meetings program at leaderbydesign.au/waitlist. If you love the show and want to develop your leadership and grow your business, make sure you follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. It's also super helpful if you leave us a 5-star review. Just by doing that, you can help other business owners as the algorithm will push the show out to more people. In our next episode, I'll give you an update on how my 90-day goals went for Q1 2024. What went well, what didn't, and what I learned. I'll also share my goals for the next 90 days. Now let's just say, my results in the last quarter weren't anywhere as good as I would have liked. Until then, always remember, leaders aren't born, they're designed by developing character, building competence, and creating connection. Be a leader by design today. In the hybrid working world, I've seen too many business owners and their businesses suffer because of poor performing employees, leading to below average results. If you want to improve your employees' performance to deliver consistent results for your business, you have to master one-on-one meetings. The doors to our Master One-on-One Meetings training program are opening soon. I'll teach you how to improve employee performance and deliver consistent results using one-on-one meetings. To be one of the first people notified when the doors open, go to leaderbydesign.au/waitlist. Don't wait, sign up now.